We're in Siman Tov Mem Vav Siv Gimel. The Machaber says, "Gagal Shel Einu Yehudi, Shaya Samach Lo Gagal Shel Yisrael." If you have a roof, a Jew has a roof next to a non-Jew's roof. Vinis Gagal Chametz Mi Gagal Shel Einu Yehudi Lo Gagal Shel Yisrael, and Chametz falls from the non-Jew's roof onto the Jew's roof. Hari Zedofa Bakana. You could push it with a pole of some sort. But if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to push it with a pole or a stick to get it off. The Asal Tato will be Yom Tov or Shabbos, because you're not allowed to move the Chametz on Yom Tov or Shabbos as it's Muksa. So instead, you cover it with a Kli of some sort. Even on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to touch it with your hands. You need to push it with a stick, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because we're afraid if you touch it with your hands, you're going to end up eating it. And even though in general, we allow you, if you find chametz in your own house, we allow you to carry it on Chol HaMoed to burn it. That's different over there, because since you're planning on burning it, so we're not afraid you're going to come to eat it. But if it's something that you find on your roof that fell onto yours, it's not yours, so then we're afraid if you touch it, you might come to eat it, so that's why you push it with a stick instead. But again, if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then you would not even be allowed to do that. And even though, in general, we have a rule that tiltum min atzad letzorach davar hamutter is permissible. So pushing something with a muksa item with a stick for a mutter purpose, such as, let's say, you want to clear off the table because you want to use the table for a seuda, so you'd be allowed to do that tiltum min atzad. Over here, this isn't considered to be tzorach davar hamutter, and therefore, even on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you would not be allowed to push the muksa item with a stick. There's a discussion about tilta begufo, which should be permissible, to kick it or something like that, not according to the Chazon Ish, but according to others. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that option over here. Siv Dalad, Matzah Pas B'Pesach B'Beso. If you find bread in your house on Pesach, Ve'en Yodeim Chametz or Matzah, you're not sure whether it's Chametz or Matzah. Mutar Afilu B'Achila, you're allowed to assume it's Matzah and not actual bread. The Azlina Basar Basra, because that's what you're dealing with now, so you're allowed to assume that. Mishnah Berurah says this was dealing with their time where they used to make the matzahs thick, and therefore it looked like rolls. But for us, it would be pretty obvious if something was Chametz or Matzah. If it's impossible that it became chametz on Pesach, that it became matzah on Pesach, that if it's impossible that it became this way on Pesach, and therefore you know that it must be chametz, as vadehu chametz. If there's a chance that it's matzah and not chametz, basically, you just need to know what the likelihood is that it's chametz versus matzah. Simutaf mem zayin, dinei tarubas chametz v'socha pesach. Sif aleph, chametz v'pesach. Hose tarubas, so bein b'mino, bein shalo b'mino, v'mashahu, afilu b'hana. So even though in general we have a rule that you could be mevatel, an iser is batel, is nullified, in a ratio of 60-1, that's true on chametz as well, mido raisa. On a Torah level, the rule is 60-1, because that is nesinas ta'am. That is what gives the taste. But the chachamim were machmir, either because there is a kares involved in chametz, or because it is a davar sheyesh matir, because after Pesach it's going to be permissible, and therefore there are machmir to say that chametz is going to be usser if it is mixed in with other non-chametz foods. It is going to make the mixture usser even if the ratio is not 60-1, even if there is just a little bit. It's oser b'mashu. The slightest amount of chametz, even in a large amount of non-chametz, is going to be prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah does quote that if there are tzadim lahakel, there are other reasons to be lenient in a certain situation, so then we could rely on the She'ilta sometimes, who says that even when it comes to chametz on Pesach, it is the 60-1 ratio, and not just a mashahu. But in general, we assume, like the Mechaber, that chametz is going to prohibit a mixture, even bahana, even from benefiting from it, even if there is only a little bit of chametz keneged the large mixture, it is going to be prohibited.